if we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
This is the Bob France Authority on AM 1420. The Answer.
And a good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. We get started at 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock on this Wednesday, the fourth morning of the month of November in the year of our Lord 2020. And we don't know what direction our country is headed. That's the lead this morning. That will be the lead tomorrow morning. That will probably be the lead on Friday morning. And it will probably remain this way until somehow, some way, a bunch of lawyers determine who won the presidency of the United States. That question is supposed to be answered not by lawyers and not by courts. It's supposed to be answered by the people, with everyone who is a citizen of the United States getting one vote. And everyone who is a citizen of the United States who cast that vote has to be able to count on that vote being counted. Just one for everybody. And yet, because of, I don't even know if I know the right word to describe the insanity that happened last night in states like Georgia, states like Pennsylvania, states like Arizona, states like Michigan, because of what some may just call shenanigans, we are not going to have this election decided by the people of the United States of America. This is going to be decided by lawyers. And by the way, I am not suggesting that we should give in on that front, as Hugh Hewitt just said on his program for the last hour. If you are an attorney and you are able and are qualified and you are one of the Trump attorneys, get your behinds to Michigan, get your behinds to Nevada, get your behinds to Arizona, get your behinds to Georgia, to Pennsylvania. Because you are going to be needed. It is going to take a full-on legal, I can't even, again, look for the right word to describe the number of lawsuits that it's going to take to be able to get anything even close to an accurate, transparent result in some of these cities, areas, some of these states. President Trump should be reelected as president of the United States this morning. The way the numbers were trending yesterday, there is no doubt that he would have been over 270 if there were not all kinds of nefarious deeds going on. There is no doubt, which is why he declared last night, this is a joke. The president's word was joke. We absolutely were on our way to a huge win. And in fact, he said we did win. But what is going on in so many different states right now is something that should be not only lawsuits should be filed and will be filed, contesting the results, contesting the way the elections were conducted by various states, particularly blue states or purple states that were leaning toward President Trump that they were trying so desperately to keep as blue. Not only do those lawsuits need to be filed, and they will in very, very short order, but the Attorney General of the United States of America, Bill Barr, who has been largely a disappointment in trying to root out corruption and trying to hold people accountable for corruption from the election of 4 years ago. Bill Barr and the Department of Justice, they need to open up a massive investigation into what is going on in the states that I just mentioned. There are so many different elements to this. One question that I have not yet gotten an answer to. No one has seemed to explain this on television, on any of the networks that have been covering this. Is there even a plausible reason that has been offered for states to randomly stop counting votes in the middle of the night on election night? Yeah, we're going to call it a night, everybody. We're gonna call a lid here. We're just gonna shut everything down and go home and go to sleep, and we'll start back up tomorrow morning. Has anybody offered even one plausible explanation for why these states are doing that? There is no plausible explanation. The only explanation is one that people are going to scream sounds conspiratorial. But it is what it is, and there's no other word for it other than fraud. These counters in Pennsylvania, especially in Philadelphia and in that county, and down in Fulton County, Georgia, where they had a water main break or something of that nature earlier in the night, they just stopped counting in the middle of the night and said, we'll pick it up tomorrow. And the only reason, as I said, is fraud. They need to see exactly how many votes Donald Trump is winning by in each of those states so they know how many manufactured mail-in votes that they have to put together in order to come back and beat him. They want to see. They wanted to wait until the in-person voting was all done. Okay, Trump is winning by 700,000 votes here. He's winning by 500,000. We need to know how many manufactured, phony, fraudulent, fake mail-in votes that we have to conjure up in order to say, okay, now we're going to start recounting again. Look at all of these. And yes, we declare the winner to be Joe Biden. My friends, we are watching. And I am not that guy. I am not normally in any way conspiracy guy. And I know that there is a call for many on the right, a call from many on the right, to say respect the results, whatever they are, respect the results, and we'll keep fighting. You talked about that as well. If you listen to Hewitt and every morning, which you absolutely should, said, you know, we will respect the results and then we will go on fighting. The good news being that the Senate is going to remain in the Republicans' control. That means they're not going to be able to do their court packing. That means they're not going to be able to do their expansion of states' rights or, you know, American territories to become states, increasing the number of senators, liberal senators, etc. All of those things, that is very good news. And so some are saying, you know what, if the results turn out to be, whether they are fraudulent or not, but if they are turn out in Joe Biden's favor, then we just fight, live to fight another day. I refuse to accept that premise, that if we lose, we just accept the results. I will never accept the results if fraud has occurred. They tried to invalidate the results of the 2016 election for the entirety of President Trump's four-year term. They tried to stop the results of the 2016 election from even happening by putting in play that Steele dossier that was used to get a warrant from a FISA court to spy on the campaign of President Trump to try to catch him doing something illegal so that they could not even have an election, or invalidate its result in the unlikely event that he won the election. The fraud, the cheating, the conspiracy to stop Donald Trump is now two elections strong. And again, I'm not that guy. I'm not conspiracy guy, but I see what I see with my very eyes, and I'm going to call it what it is. Let me give you another example of this. Let me give you another example. And by the way, we're going to talk to some important people today. Coming up in about 20 minutes or so, we're going to talk to David Arredondo. David is the Lorain County Republican Party chair. He successfully rallied Lorain County Republicans and turned Lorain County red for the first time in a long, 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 long time. The two biggest cities in Lorain County are Lorain and Elyria. They are both deeply blue. The smaller suburbs, have been more reliably red, but there just aren't enough of them. And somehow, some way, Lorain County went red this time, not just for Donald Trump, but also for two county commissioners. And the actual Lorain County Board of Commissioners will be a 2-1 Republican advantage for the first time in a generation. It's unbelievable. So we're going to talk to him about how that happened and how that contributed to President Trump's winning of our state, the state of Ohio, for the second consecutive election. So David Arredondo will talk to us about that. That'll be at 9:35. And then at 10:10, we're going to ask one of the smartest people I know, and that's Pete Kersenow, is going to do back-to-back duty for us today at 10:10, trying to make some sense of all of this. So Arredondo and Kersenow will be our guests today. And, of course, I welcome your calls as soon as you want to make them, 216-901-0945. Let me give you an example, though, of what I'm talking about here. I've got two stories in front of me about the election and having to do with the media's influence in the election. The New York Times, the old gray lady, the paper of record, the New York Times tweeted and then deleted after getting hammered with criticism. But the New York Times tweeted that the election will be over when the media decides it is. The media will be declaring the winner. And then all steps should be taken to follow the media's lead. They literally tweeted yesterday at about 4:30 p.m., 3 hours before the polls closed in the Eastern time zone. Quote, "The role of declaring the winner of a presidential election in the U.S. falls to the news media. The broadcast networks and cable news outlets have vowed to be prudent. Here's how it will work." So they basically said, we make the decision. Not the secretaries of state who certify the results in each state. They don't make the decision. Not the election commission. They don't make the decision. The media decides when it's over. Now, they got hammered for that, even by some on the left. But basically, the media, which we know, absolutely abhors and reviles Donald J. Trump, claiming that they will make the decision as to when this thing is over, is something that is almost beyond the pale. You talk about self-importance. You talk about narcissism. The media is trying to say that they run the country. They run the elections, and they will make the call as to when races are over, even if they have no earthly idea what is going on behind the scenes in the counting rooms. Now, that's part one of the two-part story here. The second part of the story is Joe Biden made his statement last night that says he will assert control and begin forming a new government if the media declares him a winner. Now, don't you find that more than just a little bit coincidental? The media says, we make the call. Joe Biden says, when the media makes the call, that's when I start forming the government and I declare victory. Wait a second. The last time I checked, editors at the Washington Post or the New York Times or any of the other leftist or on MSNBC or CNN or any of the networks covering the election last night have absolutely no official role whatsoever in voting, in running elections, in vote counting, in regularities or irregularities. Their job is to cover, to just report what is being put forth by the numbers. But Joe Biden and the media essentially formed a little tag team here. The New York Times at 4:30 say, we will make the decision as to when this race is over, and we will declare it. And Joe Biden says, when the media, which fawns over me and refuses to cover all of the corrupt activities that I and my son have been involved with, my entire family, including my brother, my cokehead son, who's taking millions of dollars from companies in foreign countries, including enemies, geopolitical enemies of the United States like China, mountains and mountains and mountains of confirmed, corroborated evidence against that crime family, and the media would not touch it because they are so in the tank for me. So when that media that loves me declares me the winner, I start forming the next government, and we all ignore Donald Trump's complaints. chicanery doesn't begin to describe what we are watching before our eyes. Shenanigans doesn't begin to describe what we are watching before our very eyes. Corruption doesn't even begin to describe what we are watching before our very eyes. President Trump's massive leads in all of the crucial states he needed, with the exception of Arizona, which was called long before counties all across that great state had even begun to report, particularly the rural counties. And they gave that to Joe Biden almost immediately. It's chicanery. It is shenanigans. It is corruption. It is theft of office. And I know I sound like a guy who is just worried that President Trump is going to lose, and so I'm already starting to make the excuses. I am not. If he loses fairly, I will say what Hugh said today. Then we pick up the pieces and we go forward and fight for the next 4 years, knowing we at least have the Senate majority as our firewall to stop Pelosi on the House side and to stop Joe Biden. Because there will never, ever be anything that Mitch McConnell will allow to destroy the fundamental future of this country, the way they were talking about with, quote, everything being on the table. If my guy loses fairly, and that's what my approach I would take. But if my guy has his office stolen from him, then I'm going to fight. And I don't care if it sounds like whining or complaining or excuse making. I'm going to fight, and you need to as well. We've got a lot to talk about this morning. Join us, 216-901-0945, the Bob France Authority. Give you an example of what I'm talking about with the media. Even Fox News. As Sean Davis tweeted about 10 minutes ago from The Federalist, when Fox News called Arizona last night for Biden, Biden was leading by more than 200,000 votes, with 73% reporting. As of right now, with 84% reporting, Biden's lead has been cut to less than half that, to 93,500. Still 16% to go. How and why did they make such a call early? Meanwhile, I was watching Fox's coverage last night. Meanwhile, with President Trump opening up a 5.5-point lead, several hundred thousand votes over Joe Biden in Florida, they refused to call Florida with 91% of the vote. As a matter of fact, it was stuck at 91% for over 90 minutes, as if they just stopped counting. And they would not make the call for Donald Trump in Florida. I'm telling you, there is a coordinated effort here, and it's really impossible to explain it any other way. There's a coordinated effort here to harm the president, to not allow the actual vote totals to be released until they can find a way to change them. Here's another example. Somehow, some way between last night and tonight, in Michigan, Joe Biden, they found 138,339 new votes. All 138,339 new votes went to Joe Biden. Nobody else got one, meaning Donald Trump or anybody else who are the third parties and other people on the ticket or on the ballot. Literally, his vote total went from last night to this morning up 138,339. Donald, now mind you, I'm not talking about the gap. I'm talking about the raw vote total. Donald Trump's didn't increase by one. Joe Biden's increased by 138,000. People are okay with this? Somehow, some way, Joe Biden is getting massive vote increases from last night to tonight in states where they stopped counting. We're going to finish counting tomorrow. Okay, we're going to pick up counting again. By the way, there's 139,000 more Biden votes now in Michigan. Somebody is going to have to demand, and it's going to go to the courts, it's going to take lawsuits, demand transparency, because this is not logical. This is not believable. This is not real. This is what election fraud looks like. I'll tell you this. Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch reminded us of this back in June. And now that the election has been held, sort of, it's good to revisit this. Back in June, Tom Fitton wrote the following. The left opposes voter ID. The left opposes cleaning up voter rolls. The left opposes citizenship verification to register to vote, while promoting out-of-control ballot harvesting and vote by mail. At Real Donald Trump is right, because they want to be able to steal elections. Hashtag voter fraud. You are watching exactly that happen right now. We're going to talk to Lorain County Republican Party Chair David Arredondo on the other side, and I know we got people on hold. Stay there. I'm coming right to you on AM 1420, The Answer. So it's 9:36. Good morning. Thanks for being with us on this morning after the election that is not after the election, because the election is ongoing. And why? Because chicanery, shenanigans, and outright fraud continue to be perpetrated. Here is an example. Tom Bevin of Real Clear Politics, no conservative he, Real Clear Politics. Check my math. This tweet came in this morning. President Trump is currently up by 680,000 votes in Pennsylvania. We all know Pennsylvania is crucial. If Trump doesn't win Pennsylvania, he cannot get to 270. Period. Trump is up to 680,000 votes in Pennsylvania. They say they have 1 million votes left to be counted. And this, by the way, comes from Bloomberg and by way of Governor Tom Wolf, who tweeted separately, Pennsylvania has more than 1 million votes left to be counted, said Governor Tom Wolf in a Twitter posting early Wednesday morning. I promised Pennsylvanians that we would count every vote, and that's what we're going to do. Okay, so back to Tom Bevin, Real Clear Politics. Check my math. Trump is currently up 680,000 votes in Pennsylvania. If they have 1 million votes left to count, Biden would have to win those votes 84-16 to close the gap. 84% to 16, or to do it with the million votes, 840,000 of the 1 million would have to go to Biden, and only 160,000 of the 1 million could go to Trump in order to close that gap. What does that mean? That is virtually impossible. 84 to 16? No way. So just know this and understand this, and I just put this on my Facebook page. Pennsylvania belongs to Donald Trump. The race should absolutely be called in that state for Donald Trump. And if any other result other than a Trump victory in Pennsylvania is given, you will know this election has been stolen. Trump cannot win 270 electoral votes without Pennsylvania's 20. If they try to tell you that of the 1 million remaining votes, 84% of them were Biden votes, you will know the election has been stolen. And that's not even touching what they're doing to him in Michigan, where they found 139,000 mysterious votes, all for Joe Biden. As President Trump went to bed last night, or we all did as much as we could, with a big lead in Michigan and a big lead in Wisconsin, only to wake up this morning to find those two states in a dead heat. Hundreds of thousands of votes being found for Joe Biden. Oh, boy, it was a really productive overnight period for the former vice president. You will know the election was stolen. All right, let's talk about happier things, including the fact that President Trump did indeed carry the state of Ohio again for the second consecutive time, a very healthy margin, almost 8 points. And some of the surprises as to how that happened include Lorain County, which is my home county. Lorain and Elyria are deep blue, those two cities, the two biggest cities in Lorain County. And a Republican candidate hasn't carried this county in I don't even know how long. But that was flipped on its ear, as yes, Lorain County is among those that went red in favor of President Trump and some other candidates at the county level. And joining us now is the chairman of the GOP in Lorain County, David Arredondo. David, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Congratulations to you for guiding a fantastic Republican performance in Lorain County. This, you know, I just said it a moment ago, David. I don't know the last time Lorain County went red for a presidential candidate. Do you know when that was?
I believe it did for Bush in 2004.
Okay, so 16 years. And, I did not know that. I thought it had been longer than that even, but it's a very rare thing for Lorain County, as I said. The vast majority of the population is in the two largest cities, Lorain and Elyria, which have been controlled by Democrats for decades.
Exactly, but yesterday was a change election in many areas for many reasons. We saw more blacks and Hispanics coming out for the Republican ticket. Certainly in Lorain, we didn't see the turnout of Democrats and in Elyria compared to what we're seeing in the outlying areas, the rest of the county. There was one polling station in North Ridgeville that they turned out more than 90% of their voters counting early and absentee and election day. Most of the other areas of the county for Republicans like Amherst and the townships, Avon Lake, North Ridgeville, 70% plus, pushing 80% in some places. So there may be a real change in the demographics here. I think we've been seeing it in Lorain County for some time. We're getting more people moving in from western Cuyahoga County into North Ridgeville and Avon and Avon Lake. Many of those are Republicans. So let's hope that this is not just a fluke and it's the beginning of a new movement for the Republican Party.
Yeah, that is certainly the hope. David, the fact that the entire state, again, you know, it was very, very scary early, and a lot of people did not realize this as the voting started to come in, or the results started to come in at 20% reporting, 25% reporting, 40% reporting. Joe Biden had a 10-11-point lead in the state, and I thought, man, that cannot be. And indeed, it wasn't, because they started the way it works in Ohio, and it's different from state to state, but they start counting early votes and mail-in votes first. And we all know that the turnout for the early voting and for the mail-in voting is much more heavily Democratic. But once game day votes started to be counted, which, of course, is in person on the election day yesterday, then that gap closed, and suddenly Trump opened up a very, very healthy lead. So the state of Ohio was a little bit were you nervous early in the early going, or did you know and expect what I just described?
No, I was expecting it. I have to say a couple of things. I'm very disappointed and certainly angry at the polling industry. And Frank Lutz said as much last Thursday. He was not sure that these numbers were correct. He says if we get this wrong again, because we did in 2016, he says our industry is finished. We have no credibility any longer. And I think that's what we saw from yesterday. You imagine that in some polls, I think the might have been Real Clear Politics was showing Biden was winning Ohio by 1%. And it's kind of like, no, how can that be? That wasn't going to be. And then what did it turn out? Not even close. Lorain County, I had a strong feeling that Trump would win Lorain County, given the enthusiasm, given out how people were fired up for him. We saw that in many different ways. And so I was cautiously optimistic that we were going to win. Certainly, I went to a number of polling locations and saw good traffic in the Amherst and Avon and North Ridgeville areas. So, yeah, the numbers didn't, they didn't scare me. Because I knew our people's numbers from today or yesterday were going to come in.
We're talking to David Arredondo. He's the chairman of the Republican Party in Lorain County, which went red for President Trump for the first time in a long time. Also, the voters came out and changed. This is big, too, just for, and we'll go back to the national polls in a second since you brought up polling. But congratulations to you and the GOP machine, if you will, in your county, because the Board of Commissioners, for the first time again, and I don't know how long, is going to be a Republican majority, as Michelle Hung and Dave Moore defeated their Democrat opponents, and they will be a 2-1 now advantage on the three-member Lorain County Board of Commissioners. That's a huge, huge result for Lorain County, David.
Huge. I think that the last time Republicans controlled the county commission was back in the late 30s, early 40s. So we weren't around at that time, so we wouldn't know what it was like. But the other thing that you didn't mention was that we also picked up another county office, and that is the county recorder's office. Mike Duran beat incumbent Judy Netwick. Now, that one's a little bit closer. Only 1,000 votes, but I almost fell out of my chair when I saw that final result. It was not expected, and hats off to Mike Duran as well as to Michelle and David for all their hard work, especially Michelle and David. I was cautiously optimistic that they were going to pull it off, given how hard they worked, how much money they raised. And you mentioned our machine in Lorain County. We brought in a lot of new people who were not previously involved with our party. And now our job is to keep them connected, keep them involved. We had a great ground game, and it showed. It paid off.
Let's go back to the polls, David Arredondo, because you mentioned that, and I want to talk on a bigger scale now nationally. We know that Hillary Clinton was supposed to coast to a 7-8 point victory in an early night 4 years ago, and that's because the polls told us so. The polls in all of these states, in both pre-election and exit polling polls, told us that Hillary Clinton was going to win easily, and then we all saw what happened as the night went on. This time around, clearly the polling services were going to account for their mistakes from 4 years ago. They would never allow themselves to be this wrong again. Well, David, a week ago, the Washington Post, and I'm quoting Byron York now, the Washington Post, citing its own new poll, reported that Joe Biden had a 17-point lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin, 57% to 40%. What an utter, complete, total embarrassment. The current actual difference, and this is after the overnight vote shenanigans, the current actual difference is 0.7%. They were only off by 16%. I think the next time, you said this is incredibly damaging for the polling services. I honestly think that candidate polling should be outlawed, because the only thing that they were trying to do is dispirit Trump voters into saying, if you go wait in line for 3 hours to cast a vote for a guy who's losing by 17 points, you're a sucker. You're a chump. It's not worth your time. That's what this, in my opinion, and I want yours, David, all of this polling that showed Donald Trump getting crushed by 7 points in this state, 10 in that state, 17 in this state, I think that was all, those were all lies intended to keep Trump voters home feeling like they have no chance. Your thoughts?
I agree. There's no excuse for being that far off. I mean, if you have a pride in your profession and your professionalism, you tell it like it is, not like how you want it to be. But I agree with you that there was an agenda to try to undermine the popularity of the president and the enthusiasm of his voters. Fortunately, our people did not listen to that. They did not pay attention to it. They came out and they stood in line at the Board of Elections, or they came out yesterday. They sent an absentee ballot. So thankfully, most of the voters did not pay attention to any of these polls.
Well, thank goodness indeed. A huge, huge win for President Trump. We know, I don't know how this is going to turn out, but I do know that President Trump would already have lost had he not won our state. He would have lost had he not won Florida. Those are massive, massive battleground states that he had to have. He still has to have Pennsylvania, and he should. He's got a 700,000 vote lead. There are about 1 million votes left to count. Biden would have to win those 84-16, as I said before you came on, in order to win Pennsylvania. Yeah. So he's still got a shot. but he would not have a shot if we hadn't done what we did in the state of Ohio and including every one of our 88 counties, including Lorain County. So congratulations to you, David, again, on helping to turn that out.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And by the way, we did flip Mahoning County as well. So
that's huge, too.
Some other wins. Yeah,
that's huge too. You talk, you know the kind of county Mahoning is. You know what kind of workers are out there. You know that it's blue collar, you know, and very largely union Democrat strong. And to have that county flip to President Trump and to go red is another huge moment. So I think the state of Ohio is really proving itself to be, you know, even though it's always a battleground state, you know, it's two elections in a row now where they went strong red for President Trump, and I think that's a huge statement.
We are flipping Democrats. The number of Democrats did vote for us because their party has left them. And so they cannot any longer identify or vote for Democrats. And I think that was very telling yesterday.
No question about it. Big, big, big victory in Ohio yesterday for the Republican Party. David Arredondo, chairman of the Republican Party in Lorain County. Thanks very much, David.
Thank you very much, Bob.
9:51, quick time out. Your calls after AM 1420, The Answer. Okay, 9:55. Let's get a few phone calls in here before the top of the hour. We are going to rely upon Peter Kirsten now to try to make some sense of all of the chicanery that is going on and all of the voter fraud, quite frankly, that is being spread throughout these extraordinarily important battleground states, from Georgia shutting down counting over in, you know, right before the overnight hours, Pennsylvania shutting down the counting in Philadelphia, Michigan shutting down the county in the state of Michigan, obviously, as we point out. And then we wake up this morning and suddenly all of these massive numbers of votes overnight were changed to increase by massive numbers to Joe Biden. I'm sorry. It is going to be, I said this at the top of the show, it is not going to be the American people who decide this election as it should be. It is going to be lawyers and it's going to be courts. It's going to be perhaps the Supreme Court, because every single one of these states that we're talking about should be challenged by a lawsuit by the Trump administration, or the Trump campaign, rather. And I believe, of course, that is what will happen. Okay, John is in Berea on AM 1420, The Answer. Hi, John, go ahead.
Yes, I like that interview you did with the leader of the Republican Party in Lorain County, and that's what I want to talk about. What do you think about the thought that a lot of Latino people, either directly or from their family, came over to the United States and came here legally and came to the United States for a better life, and they're running away from democratic socialism, and even communism from South American countries, and they don't want any part of it, and that's what encouraged them possibly to vote for Trump, because they're hearing too much about and noticing too much socialism-oriented stuff coming out of
the... Well, there's two things. Let me respond to some of that for you, John, because I'm short on time here. Thank you for the phone call. Keep listening to The Answer. Two things. One, yes, you're 1,000% right. I have had people on who are Venezuelan expatriates, Cuban expats as well. They are now here in the United States, and they see the rising of socialism here in the United States on the far left of the Democrat Party, and it mirrors what they escaped in their country. So, yes, there are many Latino Americans or Hispanic Americans who are here now who have seen that, and they are rallying people saying, my God, you guys have to stop this. You have no idea what you're in for, right? The other thing is, generally speaking, you know, people from Mexico who came to the United States legally, came from South American countries. In other words, other Latino Americans who came to the United States legally, they despise illegal immigration. They despise it because they know how hard it was to get in line, wait for their turn, to come to the United States, to do things the right way, to pay their taxes, have their families here, etc., and to see others shortcut by jumping the border and then coming over here and popping out anchor babies and then saying, oh, don't separate me from my child. My child is an American citizen. I get to stay. They hate that stuff. They hate that stuff because it makes things worse for them. So I'm not surprised that so many Hispanics, the number turned so much in favor of President Trump. Thank you, John, for that call. Ellen in Rocky River. Hi, Ellen. Go ahead.
Morning, Bob. Can you hear me?
Ellen, can you hear me?
Speakerphone.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. I got you.
Just a quick note of agreement. I think if we fold like a cheap suit and we demur like the Republicans have done for decades, and we say, well, you know, we'll regardless of the outcome, we'll accept the loss and then gear up to fight another day, that merely emboldens the left. I mean, if we do that, we can kiss any fair election in the future goodbye. I mean, how stupid.
Yeah, the good news is I don't think that we will demur, as you say, because we are being led by a guy who is the ultimate fighter.
Yep.
Donald, do you think Trump is going to let any of this go unchallenged? He will use every legal recourse available to him to try to undo this fraud in the various locations where it's happening. He will have just legions of lawyers coming over like they were invading Normandy, for crying out loud, and doing everything they can. So, yeah, we're not going to be the old just, I'm trying to find a euphemism for it here, where we're just going to roll over and play dead the way the Republican Party in the past has. President Trump will not allow that.
And I agree with you, Bob. He's a clean street fighter, and he'll do that.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, and that clean is a big part. That's a good point, Ellen. Thank you for the phone call, because he has been accused of being a cheater, being a dirty fighter, colluding with Russians to win the election and all of that nonsense. And all after 2.5 years and tens of millions of dollars wasted of investigations and depositions and hearings and so on and so forth. At the end of the day, what does Mueller come back with? Yeah, we got nothing. We got nothing. We can prove he did nothing wrong and nothing illegal. He is a street fighter, but as you say, he's a clean street fighter, and that makes a difference. If you're on hold, stay there. I'm coming to you, but I've also got Kirsten out, too, on AM 1420 The Answer.